Hi, my name is Beth Massey, and today I'm going to show you how you can create Excel spreadsheets with Link to XML in Visual Basic. Link stands for Language Integrated Query, and it allows us to write queries over things like objects, databases, and XML in a standard way. Visual Basic provides deep support for Link to XML through what's called XML literals and XML access properties. These features allow you to use a familiar, convenient syntax for working with XML in your Visual Basic code. In previous XML videos, I showed you how to create XML from data stored in your database. In this video, I'm going to show you how we can get this data into an Excel spreadsheet easily using XML literals. So I've got Visual Studio 2008 open, and I'm going to create a new project, and we're just going to create a console application for this example. And I'm going to call it Create Excel Link. And hit OK. Okay, now I'm just going to connect to our Northwind database using Link to SQL classes, just like I showed in our previous videos. So I'm going to right click, select Add New Item, and I'm going to select Link to SQL classes, and we're going to call this Northwind. And this will open up the OR Designer. So I'm just going to drag over customers from our Northwind database, which I have a connection to here in the Server Explorer. And this will create our customer class. Now we can easily query the customers inside of our Northwind tables. Okay, so let's press save on that. Okay, so just to recap, what we did in previous videos is I'm just going to create a simple XML document. Okay, so let's just do this. Dim DB as new Northwind data context, and this allows us to get access to our data. Now I'm just going to do dim customers equals, and I'll just create a simple document here as a refresher. Okay, and I'm just going to let's just select all the customers from that table. So I'm going to write a link query from customer in db.customers. Let's select, and I'm going to create a customer node here, and we're just going to select, let's say name, and we'll use the contact name for that, and phone. And let's say country. Okay, so let's just dump this out. So we can call customers.save, and let's call this C backslash customers XML, and let's just look at it right away. Okay, so this just gives us basically a refresher of what we're doing here. We're just selecting all of the customers from our Northwind customers table, and we're creating on the fly this XML document. Okay, so let's hit F5. And there they are. Okay, great. So now what we want to do is we want to create an Excel spreadsheet with this information. So how do we go about doing that? Well, it's actually really easy. So let's go ahead and open up Excel. So I've got Excel right here. This is Excel 2007, but we're going to actually create an Excel 2003 spreadsheet. So you can use either version. So what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to create some column headers that I want to select from our customer table. Okay, so let's just say name, phone, and country. And let's make this row bold. Okay, and then let's put some data in here so that when we can use this as like a placeholder. Okay, when we paste this literal in here, you're going to see exactly where we can put in our data. So let's just do like Beth 555-1212 and USA. Okay, so let's now save this as XML. Okay. Excel has this ability to save as XML. So what I'm going to do is click Save As, and then we're going to select down here. We're going to scroll to this XML spreadsheet, okay? And then I'm going to save it as customers.xml, and I'll just put it on my desktop here. Okay? Okay, great. So let's close this down. And now I want to go on to my desktop, so I'm going to minimize that. And I want to open this in Notepad, okay, instead of in Excel. Okay, and now I'm just going to select all of the contents, Control A, Control C, okay, and then I'm going to go back into our VB program here. And I'm just going to say dim sheet equals, and I'm just going to paste this entire literal directly into the editor, okay? So now we've got this Excel spreadsheet XML, okay? The first thing you're going to notice is that there are some namespaces here, okay? We have O, X, SS, and a default namespace as well. So what we're going to do is we're just going to copy these, and then I'm going to add some imports at the top of our code file here. Okay, in previous videos, I showed you how to get started with XML namespaces. These namespaces here will determine what the proper namespace is for the data rows we're going to create in here. Okay, so let's just go to the top of our file. I'm just going to paste this in and then add the imports. Okay. Okay, so now that we have our spreadsheet literal, we need to create an X element of all our customers so that we can place it into this spreadsheet, okay? So let's move down into the spreadsheet, and now we can see here are the rows and the cells, okay? So here's our header, and then here was this basically this placeholder we had right here, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to cut this. Control X, cut this right out of the spreadsheet because what we want to do is replace that with all of the customers in our database. Okay? So now I'm going to just go up here and we're going to create an X element. Okay, so instead of this, we're going to dim customers equals from customer in db dot customers, okay, and I'm going to order by the company name, okay, so order by customer dot company name, okay, select, and now here's where we're going to need to use our placeholder here, and what we're going to do inside is we're going to put the data that we want in here. Okay, so this is pretty easy. All I'm just going to do is open up an expression, embedded expression. Okay, customer. And this is name, so company name. Okay, and then I'm going to add another expression here. Customer dot phone, and then the country here. Okay, so now all we have to do is go back into our literal. Let me get this out of the way here. Okay, now we just have to go back down here where I removed that. Okay, and we're just going to insert customers. Okay, now the other thing we're going to need to do to make Excel happy is we're going to need to specify this row count. Okay, you see how it says two? Well, there was two in there, but now we're going to need to basically put the number of the customers plus the number of the header row in here. Okay, so we're just going to open up another embedded expression, and it's going to be customers.count plus one. Okay, now we're all set. Okay, so now all we have to do is write this out to disk and give this a whirl. So sheet.save. And we'll just call this, I'll put it on our C drive. And this will start Excel for us. Okay, so let's go ahead and hit F5. Okay, so now it's saying you want to open this file. Yep, let's do it. And there they are. Now we see here is our Excel spreadsheet with all of our customers. Okay, so that's how easy it is to generate Excel spreadsheets from the data in your database. Great. So I'd like to thank you for your time. If you'd like to check out the Visual Basic Developer Center, we'll be posting updates to these videos there. Please also check out the Visual Basic team blog and my blog for more information. Thanks again.